Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2016 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform you that during the company's presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. We will then begin the Q&A session, and further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the conference operator's help by pressing star, then zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as to the date that they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in the light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Jamie Zolk, CEO of IMC, Mr. José Agoté, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jamie Zolk. Mr. Zolk, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the third quarter 2016 results. First, I would like to thank everyone for joining us, in which we provide important information related to IMC's performance, as well as the developments related to our strategy. In slide two, you can find the main highlights for the quarter. First, let's do a quick recap on the company strategy that we shared with you a little less than a year ago, which in essence consists of, number one, adequately position our leverage. Number two, implement an operational excellence roadmap to deliver positive productivity year-on-year. Number three, create new revenue growth streams to enable organic growth. Number four, rationalize our portfolio. Albeit shadowed by significant volume headwinds in Brazil, which were worsened in the third quarter 2016, the past three quarters have evidenced the progress we made towards each of our strategies and the continuous improvements we have delivered on our operational excellence roadmap. This confirms that we are on the right path to create sustainable long-term shareholder value, and more importantly, to create a unique and delightful experience for our consumers in each one of our restaurants. As previously announced, we deleveraged the company, and as of end September, we have a net cash position of 49 million reais, which means zero leverage. Our operational excellence strategy aims to maximize effectiveness and efficiency in execution, creating a unique and delightful customer experience in each of our restaurants. It also involves the rationalization of our portfolio and corporate structures, leading to a more focused, simpler, and healthier company with positive productivity every year. Our price and mix efforts continue to deliver improved results quarter-on-quarter, as evidenced by gains over inflation, which were 31% in Q1, 116% in Q2, and 191% in the third quarter, and continuously average ticket growth of 15% year-on-year while maintaining market share. We're now increasing the pace of our menu engineering efforts by implementing an average of 15 new-20 new actions per month to drive mix after we structure our analytical process and piloted the program in the first half of 2016. Our cost-cutting efforts are delivering increased results every quarter, 13.8 million reais in the third quarter versus 12.5 million in the second quarter and 7.6 million in the first quarter. Despite the softer improvement pace in the third quarter, we expect a renewed stream of savings as we continue to keep a tight control over expenses, implement our zero-based budget, and we adequate our structure to improve productivity, which is going to be even more visible as of the first half of 2017. Also, our contract renegotiations in airports have already impacted the third quarter numbers with a 210 basis points improvement year-on-year or a 420 basis points improvement quarter-on-quarter. In the U.S., we continue to make progress on menu engineering and retail assortment. These efforts are bearing fruitful results, as evidenced by the consolidation of our same-store sales turnaround for both retail and food and beverage in the third quarter, showing quarter-on-quarter improvements since Q1 on both fronts. It is important to bear in mind that all actions and projects are cumulative, and we keep on launching new efforts that combined should lead to a complete shift on the same-store sales trend in the U.S. On the projects front, we have several initiatives to drive growth, building on our existing infrastructure and footprint. First, we implemented an organizational development pilot at Frango Asado Calheiras, which comprises of optimized organizational structure and improved sense of ownership at all levels with very clear goals and variable compensation linked to performance. Besides that, we have a roadmap for rollout across the chain. Number two, we concluded our pilot test of the new concept for Vienna Express, and we're in the process to start the rollout to two more restaurants for further validation. Number three, we are underway with testing new concepts at Frango Asado, which started with a mini market at the Frango Asado Calheiras. And number four, until January 2017, we will be inaugurating new concepts for our new Vienna flagship, for the Brunella brand, which is going to be inaugurated in a kiosk, and one Olive Garden at shopping malls, besides several new concepts in the top three airports we operate. On the portfolio rationalization front, we closed 27 stores in 2016, of which 5 in Q1, 10 in Q2, and 12 in Q3. Those 27 locations combined had a negative contribution margin of 6.9 million reais in 2015. Including the 5 stores we closed in 2015, the total impact on contribution margin for those stores in 2015 was a negative 12 million reais. Regarding the quarterly financial results, we had 8% reduction in net revenues due to an 8% decrease in same-store sales, combined with a net closing of 32 stores in the period. EBITDA was up 2.6 million reais versus the third quarter of 2015, but with an 11.6 million reais reduction coming from Brazil's operating results, out of which 5.8 million reais came from lower volumes in the air segment. To offset inflation, we're working on price and product mix. In the third quarter of 2016, as in the second quarter, these initiatives were able to more than offset inflation. To offset lower volumes, we're reducing cost, which includes the airport lease agreement renegotiation and improving productivity. Combined, these efforts could not offset the volume decline impact as a consequence of the deterioration in the markets we need to operate, especially in the air segment, pressuring the performance of restaurants in the airports, as well as air catering operations as a consequence of lower number of flights. Nonetheless, improved EBITDA combined with lower financial expenses as a consequence of reduced leverage led to a net income of 11.9 million reais in the third quarter compared to a 11.7 million reais loss in the third quarter last year. Regarding cash flow generation, the EBITDA to operating cash conversion rate in the third quarter 2016 remained above 100%, reaching 104.6% or 41.4 million reais before CapEx. All in all, it has been almost 1 year since we started to deploy our new strategy, and we remain confident that its four pillars are the foundation for the company we want to build. As for our operational focus, we will keep pursuing improvements on revenue management through menu engineering and demand generation programs. We will continuously assess the performance of loss-making stores and the final steps of portfolio rationalization, and we shall deploy the S&OP project that should reduce losses and improve quality and product freshness. At the end of the day, our purpose is to provide a unique and delightful consumer experience at our restaurants, which we believe should be attained from a cozy ambiance as a result of the pilot restaurants we've been testing and should be rolled out in 2017, a superior quality of our food as a consequence of the new and updated menus created by the recently hired chefs, and a unique and differentiated service, which is the ultimate target of our ownership at all levels project that we shared with you last quarter. In summary, despite the challenging macroeconomic conditions in Brazil, we remain confident in our strategy, and we believe that there are enough evidences that the team is executing against what we promised. As shown by initial results, of our operational excellence in terms of productivity, organic growth, and process improvements, combined with structural improvements in terms of labor costs and rent expenses, for example. We're taking advantage of the unfavorable scenario in Brazil to improve the company's structure, processes, and costs in order to have a leaner and more agile company for when the market recovers. Nevertheless, there is a lot of room for improvement in terms of demand generation to mitigate the impacts of the unfavorable volume situation in which we're in. We are determined to execute our strategy and continuously develop the proper structure to implement it with excellence to sustainably deliver our operational and financial goals for the long run. Slide 3 shows the evolution of the execution plan of our strategy. The focus in the first half was on operational excellence, especially given the current conditions in Brazil. The focus on the second half is still on operational excellence, while adding efforts in the fronts of organizational structure and compensation model for the Frango Asado brand, the kickoff of the zero-based budget, and the sales and operating planning and purchasing projects, and the new category management plan for alcoholic beverages. We're also starting to implement new pilots and concepts at the Brazilian airports as a consequence of new agreements reached with the airport operators. For 2017, we envision the rollout of selected pilot projects based on agreed-upon ROIC criteria and the opening of the Olive Garden restaurant in malls in Brazil and the new restaurants in the U.S. as capital-intensive projects. In total, we should have opened over 30 new locations by January, of which 27 are in Brazil. For non-capital-intensive projects for next year, we are foreseeing the rollout of the new organizational structure and compensation and further cost savings with S&OP and purchasing projects and higher efficiency with direct labor, G&A, and S&OPEX. Slide 4 gives an overview of the third quarter and the main factors that influenced our EBITDA. The focus here is Brazil, the major source of our losses. Brazil's third quarter EBITDA was negatively affected by lower volumes across all segments and a higher G&A expense as a result of the enhancement of the Brazil team, which was fully offset by the lower holding expenses. It is important to note that we recorded in the G&A line in Brazil the expenses related to the company's leaders' convention held in August of approximately 1 million reais, which was fully funded by sponsors, which impacted positively the other income line by also 1 million reais. Other income line was also impacted by tax recoveries that totaled 6.8 million reais. In the U.S., the rather flat performance was related to the FX fluctuation compared to the third quarter of last year. In U.S. dollars, the result was 4% higher year-on-year, or 14% higher if we exclude pre-opening store expenses. We continue to work on initiatives to reverse a downward trend in same-store sales, as evidenced by the improved same-store sales performance in the third quarter, at minus 0.7% from minus 3.6% last quarter, and also minus 3.6% in the first quarter. It is important to note that the retail same-store sales has already reached plus 7% from plus 1.3% in the second quarter and minus 4% in the first quarter. And food and beverage this quarter has reached minus 1.6% versus minus 4.2% in the second quarter and minus 3.6% in the first quarter. This means that we have been successful in the turnaround for retail, and we remain very confident that we're on the right path for food and beverage. And we expect further improvements on the back of higher efforts on group sales, new menus based on menu engineering tools, and refurbished stores that should also drive sales. In the Caribbean, as we anticipated in the first quarter, same-store sales will be pressured by Panama's competitive environment, which is changing in both the airport and mall segments. However, we have managed to sustain a positive same-store sales evolution combined with higher margins leading to a 3 million reais increase in operating income in the third quarter of 2016 versus last year. With regards to holding expenses, there was a 3.5 million reais reduction due to our corporate restructuring. Part of the savings in holding expenses have been used to establish new teams in Brazil, such as the pricing and PMO, project management, which are driving our operational excellence and the new revenue growth initiatives. On the following slide, we'll analyze the further detail the impacts on the third quarter 2016 results. On slide 5, we present in more detail information on the 11.6 million reais pressure on Brazil's operating income. As discussed, price and product mix efforts in the third quarter drove improvements in our average ticket and more than offset inflation. In the long run, we expect to continue to fine-tune our pricing and menu engineering process to drive further flexibility, faster turnaround, and lower costs. To offset lower volumes, we continue to make headcount adjustments and implement efforts to improve productivity. We can also see the initial impacts from the new lease agreements in the air segment. Despite our improving performance in the third quarter, the impact of lower volumes in the quarter was much greater than the previous ones, and we were unable to offset the losses. We do, however, expect more progress going forward and increase the quality and frequency of our demand generation efforts. On the cost front, as anticipated previously, our headcount reduction efforts have started to become more visible. On the productivity front and in the long run, we expect further progress on our OPEX levers. Our pilot stores, the zero-based budget, and our S&OP and purchasing efforts should deliver higher efficiency and effectiveness, therefore positively impacting our bottom line. Having said all this, new competition and lower number of tickets are still a source of concern. We have a smaller cake being divided amongst more players, and we have very high operational leverage, being disproportionately hurt when volumes go down, but also disproportionately benefited when volumes go up. Just for a perspective and not a guidance by all means, if we were to have had flat volumes compared to 2015, and even if we add up the full 13.8 million of cost reduction back, our operational EBITDA in Brazil would have grown from 18.5 million reais in the third quarter 2015 to 29.6 million reais in the third quarter 2016, or a 60% year-on-year improvement. All this evidences how critical it is for us to recoup volumes and how sensitive our P&L is to volume volatility. Our short-term focus continues to be on reducing cost and preserving cash while implementing process improvements, operational excellence, and organic growth projects to establish the foundation for future growth when market conditions improve. On slide 6, we talk about the trends in market size and share in Brazil. On the left-hand side, you can see how the macroeconomic scenario has impacted the markets in which we operate, which hurts our same-store sales. In the airports that we operate in, there was a 10.1% year-on-year passenger flow reduction in July, followed by an 8.9% reduction in August and an 11% reduction in September. Regarding malls, the Food Service Brazilian Institute reported a 7.5% reduction in July, a 9.8% reduction in August, and a 5% reduction in September. Finally, in terms of traffic in the roads that we are present, we've seen a reduction in 2.4% in July, 5.4% reduction in August, followed by a 6.3% reduction in September. On the right-hand side, excluding closed stores, we show that generally we were able to sustain our market share calculated by the share of food purchases using debit and credit cards, despite the tougher competition. At the airports, our market share was nearly stable despite the 18% reduction in the number of stores in the third quarter 2016 when compared to the third quarter 2015. At malls, we had a 6 percentage point reduction on market share, driven mostly by a 13% reduction in the number of stores in the period. Finally, in the road segment, there was a steeper reduction on market share of 11 percentage points, driven by the increase in the number of competitors in the Dutra and Carvalho Pinto roads, combined with a 7% reduction in the number of stores, with 2 stores closed in the period. But it's important to note that we have seen an improvement in market share on a quarter-on-quarter basis. With all this in mind, we can infer that the volume impact in our EBITDA was driven by a continued worsening of traffic, more competition in the road segment, and the reduction in overall consumer spending. Worth mentioning, we're still working to improve the accuracy and the reach of our market size and our share numbers. On to slide 7. On the left-hand side, we'd like to disclose further details regarding the actions taken and the impact of those actions in our results to mitigate the impact from reduced volumes in Brazil. First, on the left-hand side, as we've disclosed before, we've made headcount adjustments on the operations and G&A that totaled 28 million reais annually. In the third quarter of 2016, excluding the inflation impact, we have seen a reduction of 13.8 million reais in costs. but that also includes the closure of loss-making stores. On a same-store basis, savings in the quarter totaled 7.2 million reais, which includes the increment of G&A expenses related to the new team in Brazil. On the right-hand side, you can see the value that we're capturing as a result of the closure of loss-making stores that we have been promoting since 2015 in order to pursue a more efficient and focused company. Since the beginning of loss-making store closure program, we have closed 32 stores, of which 5 stores were closed in the fourth quarter, 5 in Q1, 10 in Q2, and 12 in Q3. In 2015, those stores combined had a negative impact on contribution margin of 12.4 million reais. A portion of the cost and productivity improvements we see in the Q3 already reflect those store closures. We'll keep pursuing the highest standards of execution, taking the proper measures to address the profitability issues at the loss-making stores or the stores that are part of the portfolio rationalization strategy. This process is also supported by our PMO, Project Management Organization team, that among other important tasks, monitors and measures all the action plans and projects. Now on slide 8, I'd like to share with you the actual impact from the new airport agreements that we've reached in the beginning of the quarter. On the left-hand side, we have the highlights of the new terms that reflect more accurately the current market dynamics as we've presented to you last quarter. On the right-hand side, with the actual impact on the renegotiations in the results, we can see that the rent expenses in airports dropped in the third quarter 2016 to 9.8 million reais from 13.9 million reais in the fourth quarter 2015, which represents a 300 basis point improvement as percent of net revenues, despite the net revenues reduction as a consequence of lower volumes in the period. Slide 9 shows the improvement of our average ticket in the last few months, partially offsetting the decline in the number of tickets. We had an increase of 22% in the air segment average ticket, followed by 11% in malls and 13% in roads compared to the third quarter last year. On slide 10, I'd like to give you a perspective and evolution of the impacts of the softer economy on the results and the main actions taken. On the top of the page, we have the evolution of same-store performance since the beginning and how big was the impact from the lower economic activity in Brazil, especially in the air segment. On the bottom left, we can see the effectiveness of the revenue management and pricing tools that since Q2 have fully offset the impact from inflation. However, on the right-hand side, the steeper reduction of same-store sales led to a higher impact on margins from lower volumes, gradually with the structural adjustments on headcount being not sufficient to offset such impact. It is important to highlight once again that our main purpose is to provide a unique and delightful consumer experience in each and every restaurant. And to achieve that, we'll keep pursuing the highest level of operational excellence with streamlined production at our central kitchens, improved quality and product freshness, supported by the new S&OP project, further progress on other levers such as the deployment of pilots, controls with the zero-based budget, benefits from the revenue management efforts with pricing and menu engineering. Furthermore, we believe that our value proposition relies on three important aspects: a superior quality of our food with improved and updated menus developed by our recently hired chefs, a cozy ambience as a result of the pilot restaurants, and a unique and differentiated service obtained with a staff highly incented to perform. To conclude, I'd like to emphasize some key points. Number one, we're taking the proper measures to offset the short-term pressure from the adversities in Brazil, while investing in the areas that should grant us future growth. Number two, we're building the company's foundation for sustainable and profitable growth, focused on operational excellence, process discipline, and long-term results. Number three, there is a long road ahead of us, but we are confident that we're in the right path, especially considering the initial developments of our strategy and the initiatives that we have taken so far. I'll now pass the floor to Jose Agotti, our CFO, who will provide further detailed information on our financial performance. After Jose's comments, I will also be available to answer any questions that you may have. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jaime, and good afternoon, everyone. I want to remind you that the results are pro forma and represent the company after the asset sales in Mexico, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. On slide 11, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We see that the company closed the quarter with 259 stores, a net decrease of 32 in comparison with the previous year. There was a net reduction of 31 stores in Brazil, of which 12 were in airports, 2 in roads, and 17 in shopping malls. In the U.S., there was a net increase of 3 stores, while in the Caribbean, there was a net reduction of 4 stores. On the next slide, we can see the same store sales performance in the third quarter. On the top left, we can see that Brazilian same-store sales totaled 8.9% negative. The road segment posted an almost 6% negative same-store sales, combined with a 16% reduction in airports and a 5.6% reduction in malls. On the top right, we can see that the U.S. operations had a negative same-store sales of almost 1% in constant currency. It is important to note, however, that this figure already represents an improvement on the 2015 trend of negative 5%, as we now start to see results of some of the initiatives implemented. On the bottom left, we have the performance of the Caribbean operations. As we anticipated in the first quarter of the year, Panama is under heavy pressure due to the change in the competitive landscape in the airport and mall segments. Consequently, same-store sales increased by almost 1% in the quarter, down from over 2% in the second quarter and 10% in the beginning of the year. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 5% year-on-year reduction in constant currency and an 8% reduction in reais. On slide 13, we have the company's consolidated results, which were negatively impacted by the store closures and lower same-store sales, posting a net revenue decline of 5% in constant currencies and 8% in reais. EBITDA totaled 41 million reais, growing 7% versus last year. In constant currency, the EBITDA was 11% up versus prior year, with 150 basis point increase in margin. Moving on to the next slide, we have the consolidated results for the Brazilian operations, which are still impacted by the softer macroeconomic scenario. Operating income came in at 13 million, down 21% versus prior year, with a 60 basis point reduction in margins due mostly to lower volume and the impact of inflation on cost structure. That was partially offset by our pricing, productivity, and cost reduction efforts, as Jaime already mentioned. On slide 15, we can see that the Brazilian air operations posted a reduction of 16% in same-store sales that combined with a 12-store reduction in the third quarter compared to the third quarter of last year, led to a 22% reduction in net revenues that totaled 65 million. Operating income came in at 3 million, which represented a 66% reduction year over year and a 600 basis point decrease in margin. On slide 16, we have the air segment operating income bridge. We can see that the 4 million impact of inflation was fully mitigated by our pricing efforts that totaled 5 million. The lease agreement negotiations generated a savings of 1.4 million reais in the quarter. The 15.1 impact in lower sales volume and the 1 million impact from lower productivity was partially offset by headcount and cost reductions of almost 8 million reais. All in all, Brazilian air operations presented a 6 million decrease in operating income. Yet, it is important to bear in mind there are still several levers for the air operations, including the launching of new stores and concepts such as grab and fly kiosks, sports bar, and premium coffee shops that were launched in April, the constant efforts to improve average ticket as well as operational excellence, and the continuous positive impact of the lease agreement negotiations. Moving now to the road segment on slide 17, we can see that the pressure from lower traffic combined with increased competition led to a reduction on same-store sales of 6%. That, combined with the net reduction of 2 stores in the quarter, led to a 9% reduction in rent revenues that totaled 104 million. On slide 18, we have the road segment operating income bridge. We can see that the 2.5 million impact of inflation was fully offset by the 7.5 million positive impact of our pricing efforts. There was also a 2 million positive impact of reduction of headcount that, combined with a 1.3 million improvement in productivity, partially mitigated the 10.5 negative impact of lower volumes. All in all, Brazilian road operations presented 2 million drop in operating income. In terms of perspectives and levers for the segment, I would like to highlight the implementation of a new mini market pilot store that was launched in June, aiming at increasing mini market share of revenue and after testing phase should be implemented in other stores. Also, in the coming months, we should test a pilot for the food and beverage area at the same Frangosalo. On the next slide, we analyze the mall operations, which were impacted by a reduction of 5.6% on same-store sales and the net closure of 17 stores year-on-year, leading to a 10% reduction in net revenues that reached $61 million in the quarter. It is important to highlight the store closures are linked to the company's plan to rationalize its portfolio and part of the loss-making store plan. On slide 20, we have the mall segment operating income bridge. Here we can see that the $3.3 million impact of inflation was fully mitigated by the pricing efforts that totaled $7.6 million. The $6 million reduction in headcount was offset by a negative impact of $0.2 million from lower productivity and a negative impact of $11 million from lower volumes. All in all, the Brazilian mall operation posted a $0.5 million decrease in operating income. However, there was a 10 basis point improvement in margin coming from lower labor expenses. In the mall segment, there is a lot of room for improvement, and we're still concluding the portfolio rationalization that will lead to higher focus on fewer brands and more profitable locations. Furthermore, we have launched a completely new concept for Vienna Express, aiming at improving drinkability and dessert ratios, as well as reducing queuing time and improving overall sales. In December, we'll launch a new pilot store, a Vienna flagship, and by January, an Olive Garden, not to mention the continuous focus on pricing and operational excellence. Now on slide 21, we'll talk about the U.S. operations, which we present in local currency. In the third quarter, revenue from the U.S. operations reached $38 million, up 9% versus the third quarter of 2015, due to the opening of three new stores that offset the reduction in same-store sales. Operating results reached $5.5 million in the quarter, up from $5.3 last year. This improvement is a consequence of higher sales that were partially mitigated by higher pre-opening store expenses. Excluding pre-opening expenses, operating income would have grown 14% with a margin 80 basis points higher. The recently appointed management team is already working on some projects aiming at reverting the same-store sales downward trend in the short term, such as pricing and suggestive selling efforts, which already led to better performance in the third quarter versus the second quarter. The team is also working on projects for the mid and long term, such as menu engineering and group sales, to seek to sustain healthy levels of same-store sales. On slide 22, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we're presenting figures in constant currency. As we have anticipated in the first quarter, Panama is under heavy pressure due to the change in competitive landscape in the airport and mall segments, which led to a 1% same-store sales growth in the quarter, compared to 3% last quarter. Higher operating leverage from higher sales, combined with improved costs and expenses as a result of the operational excellence efforts, resulted in a 40% increase on operating income that totaled 14.4 million reais in the third quarter. We'll now talk about net income on slide 23, which totaled 12 million in the quarter compared to a net loss of 12 million last year. Net income was mainly affected by the reduction in financial expenses as a result of the deleveraging process that led to net financial expense of 1 million reais in the quarter compared to 18 million reais in the third quarter of 2015. Now commenting on the company's cash flow, we move to slide 24. We generated 41 million reais in operating cash flow in the quarter, which represents an EBITDA to operating cash conversion of 105%, in line with prior quarters. Continuing with the cash flow, now on slide 25, we can see that we consumed 39 million reais in the quarter. The cash flow highlights include CapEx of 15 million, total debt amortization of 71 million reais, and 2 million reais related to the share buyback program. On the following slide, we take a look at the company's leverage. In the first 9 months, we had a debt reduction of 309 million reais. We used the proceeds from the capital increase and the asset sales to prepay our debts across the board, bank debts, seller financing, and point of sales rights. At the end of September, the company held a $49.4 million net cash position. This concludes my comments on the financial results, and from now on, we'll open the Q&A session, where we'll be completely open to clarify any questions about the company.
We will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any point your question has been answered and you would like to remove yourself from the queue, please press star, then two. At this time, we'll pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Since there seem to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Jamie Zulk for his closing remarks.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for participating in the call. As I mentioned before, we're 100% committed to the strategy, despite the fact that Brazil's macroeconomics are not helping. Our job is to help keep the company lean and strong for when the markets recover. As I promised to you, we would work on the same-store sales recovery in the U.S., and that's happening. It's a full turnaround now, 9 months plus within the year. Our retail business is up now, year-on-year, same-store sales, and our food and beverage is showing improvements month after month, as evidenced by the quarter results. So we're bullish there that we have the right team and we have the right tactics to turn around same-store sales in the U.S. Same thing in the Caribbean. So our challenge now is really on the demand generation and the volume in Brazil. So I invite you for whoever is in Brazil. On the 12th of December, we have our APIMAC, which is our public meeting, which we're going to do in the Vienna Deli, the first, you know, renewed concept store for Vienna Deli here in São Paulo on Shopping Guatemi. You're more than welcome to come. We have over 30 new concepts being implemented until January. So we invested a lot of this first almost 12 months of the strategy doing the housekeeping, internal housekeeping of the company, taking out the debt and increasing productivity, working on process, and now really entering a phase of consumer market back where we're investing a lot of time and a lot of money on understanding the consumer, cleaning up the operations, working on a program of ownership at all levels. We hired chefs for each one of our brands, so we're changing all of our, you know, kitchen and menus, and also refreshing our concept so people have a restaurant they come to that they feel proud to be in. So we're very excited about what's about to come, and given our very high operational leverage, you know, when markets come back, we'll be ready. Okay. So thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.